There are those who will say that we should not believe in the scripture. We should trust rather what we can figure out in our own minds and trust the supposed smart people who have thought deeply and long and have researched various things. But I have found that the Word of God is the only thing that I can really count on. It's the only thing that I can trust to give me hope. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. And all the good of it thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are like grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You see, there's nothing else you can depend on. Look around you where you are right now. Everything that you can see with your eyes is deteriorating, maybe at a very slow rate, but it's all dying. Our sun, from which we receive energy and is the basis for all the biological life on our earth, is burning out very slowly. The universe is burning out. It's dying. It's expanding at an ever-increasing, a more rapid rate. Everything that you can think of or see is deteriorating. The only thing that will endure is the Word of God. And His Word, His truth, His existence will go on for infinity. And our only hope of living beyond the dust of this earth is to be with God in that infinite. Our soul, our consciousness, our life preserved with God. That's what gives me hope. And Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. It's a way for hope. The scripture tells me that. I trust the scripture above all other things. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us a window into heaven where we can see that you are glorious. Your majesty surpasses anything that we can imagine. You are the infinite, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God. And our only hope to escape this deteriorating world is to be with you. And you have said, the way to be with me is through my Son, Jesus. Believe in him. Trust in him. So I do, Lord. And I thank you for that opportunity. I thank you for that calling. In Jesus' name, amen.